I'm Jack Bradshaw with Tarrant Groundbreakers, where we talk success and hear the stories of local leaders who refuse to let obstacles and setbacks keep them from being successful and helping others achieve success. Join me each week to hear stories of struggles and success from local leaders right here in Tarrant County. Hey everybody, I'm Jack Bradshaw here with Mayor Trevino, Mayor Oscar Trevino of the City of North Richland Hills. We're Tarrant Groundbreakers podcast, and we try to be a positive force for good in the community. And so thank you so much for sitting down with me today. Mayor Trevino, close to 22 years now as the mayor of North Richland Hills. You've probably seen some stuff, but before we get into that, tell me a little bit about, you know, growing up and maybe some of the challenges you faced before getting into public service.
Okay. Well, I grew up, my dad worked for a construction company, so we traveled all over the state of Texas. We spent some time in Santiago, Chile, while he worked in Lima, Peru. I guess in 63, we came back to the United States. I lived in Laredo for a year, moved to San Antonio. I was born in San Antonio, but moved to San Antonio and stayed there. I was raised in San Antonio, went to, you know, it's interesting. You look at Birdville School District and you look at the great schools they have. Then I think about my high school, which I graduated from in 1974, with a class of about 1,000 students, which was a pretty good sized class at that time. And in a building that now is over 100, maybe 110 years old, 120 years old, Thomas Jefferson High School. It's a gorgeous building, but to see a school that lasts that long and what they're trying to do to keep that type of building in existence, we never had that here. And luckily, the school district's doing all they can to keep vibrance and fresh and things going in our city and in our communities. You look at Birdville, for instance, and every time a new school is put into a neighborhood, it just raises the awareness and the positivity of those schools and the neighborhoods. All of a sudden, the neighborhoods, you got new families moving in, kids are excited. It's amazing what the school district does for us, for the growth of Saltham, Watauga, Richland Hills.
This whole area. It's just
this
like
whole area. It's
rising tide floats all boats.
And it's a great school district. But that's what people move here for.
Yeah.
So I graduated from Jeff, went to Texas A&M University. I was in the Corps. I played Corps for 4 years, and then I took an extra half year to get out of school. I graduated with a Bachelor of Science in Civil Engineering. I'm a professional engineer now. When I got married, so I dated my wife. Since we started dating in 1974, I knew her since 1971. So we've known each other a long time. We got married in early 79. So this coming January will be 45 years of marriage. Wow. I have two kids, both of them, the one born in Arlington, one born in Fort Worth, but raised in North Richland Hills, products of Birdville School District. My daughter played golf at Richland High. Went off to go with the golf scholarship.
She's a pretty dang good golfer.
Well, she got a golf scholarship at Tarleton State and loved it. Tarleton State was really good for her. My son he needed to move somewhere far away from us because he didn't want our influence through college. So he looked at colleges all over the state and country and ended up at TCU. So he played football for TCU in the Andy Dalton era and is still good friends with Andy and Evan and a bunch of the folks from the football team and really good friends all over from TCU. And I say that because we're talking about business. In 1989, I moved to my house from an existing house in NRH. We moved a little further north in NRH. In 1985, we had a house built just behind Green Valley Soccer Field. Well, we moved across the street from a couple of kids that were a little older than ours. Well, it turned out that in 1989, we went into business together. We started installing reinforcing steel in heavy highway projects across the state of Texas and in Oklahoma, Louisiana. We did some work in Tennessee.
It was almost like one of the first things you did after college and got married.
Well,
and
yeah.
Became an entrepreneur.
Well, I worked for H.B. Zachary Company, a major construction company. I worked for them through college, summers, Christmas. During spring break, I was a substitute teacher in our local high school in San Antonio. So I substituted on the week time, and then in Christmas break, I was a security guard over equipment. I worked job sites. I did whatever they asked me to do. I estimated. So I worked for Zachary from my graduation in 78. Well, I graduated like on a December 8th of 78. I was back to work December 11th. And I worked, took a week off from my wedding in January.
So you took a week off. You didn't take a gap year to travel Europe or anything like that?
We just went back to work. Fast forward to 89, I moved across the street from the LaPointes, Mike and Jan LaPointe. And that was in 85. By 89, we got into business together. And we started a small specialty subcontracting firm. 89 to about 92, 93, we started seeing that we needed to do more than just subcontract. So we got into some prime work with TxDOT and started bidding prime work. That went great from 89 to 2008. So we started, we rented a two-office room at Brandy Place and Smithfield Road, back in a little corner, and that was our office. So Mike and Jen, Carol and I, worked in that office, and that was our headquarters. Well, we outgrew that office within about 6 months. So we moved over behind the Sonic on Davis Boulevard into those Burke Collins buildings, where we had a little warehouse. We had three offices and a little warehouse. We didn't have the ware space or any of that new stuff that's out there now. We just found a little slot, and that worked great for about a year. But we were just growing too fast. So at that point, a piece of property at Smithfield and Arthur, there was a for sale sign. That was 92. So we went over there and bought it. And there was a house on it. We moved the house, sold the house, and moved an old house up mid-cities, up down Roof Snow, and it went off. So we used that deals through about the late 90s and then bought a piece of property in Roanoke with some acreage. So we created our yard there. You talk about challenges. Our biggest challenge was cash flow. We couldn't get a bank loan. We didn't, you know, all we had was our family. We had young kids. So we went hat in hand to Mel Wilde with First National Bank. We ended up at First National Bank of Decatur and floated a $50,000 line of credit. And it took all we had.
That was a lot to get, in that day.
In 89, that was hard.
Yeah.
But we didn't have any collateral. We didn't have anything other than our business plan.
Well, just, hey, we're too hungry, young, we're building this company, right?
We got to do something. And we had some contracts. We had $8, maybe $10 million worth of work ahead of us. And so we picked up some capital. And we stayed with First National Bank of Decatur that eventually turned into Liberty Bank. And Mel Wilde hired Mike he was in Weatherford. He was a banker in Weatherford.
Mike Rigby.
And Mike Rigby came over here and started working for them. So we ended up with Mike for the longest time at Liberty Bank. And that's where we ended up with Mike. And that was all through the relationship.
I don't know if they
hired him or they just knew him or how we got related.
Yeah.
But we got with Mike Rigby. And Mike was our main banker for the longest time.
All right.
And so Mike helped us through that growing pain. And at that point, we started dealing with Frost Bank, too. Now, we deal with Veritex, which Liberty was bought out by Veritex. We deal with Veritex, we deal with Trinity, we deal with Frost, Southside, Valiance. We have different banking relationships. But that's a long way from a $50,000 line of credit.
Yeah.
When my payroll, I've got 150 employees. So my payroll runs
from the four of you, the two couples, to now 150 employees.
150 employees. In 2008, my partner and I saw that our kids were coming into the business and a transition out of the partnership and a continuity plan between the two of us wasn't gonna work out. So it's interesting. We set up an appointment with a couple of lawyers to talk about a split. And before we met with the lawyers, we went into a coffee shop downtown Fort Worth, and amicably discussed what the conditions of the split were. We went into the lawyers and told them this is what we want to do. It was a 10-minute meeting and left. And we split the companies. Mike went with JL Steel Rebar, and continued the reinforcement steel, and we continued the general contracting. And we still see them and invite them. It's a real amicable split.
Excellent.
But he was able to bring his son in to his company, and I was able to bring my daughter and my son into my company. So now I'm the CEO. My daughter, who's born and raised in NRH, is the president of the company, and my son's the vice president of the company. It's interesting, since 89, my wife and I have worked together side by side, office next to each other. So all we do is talk company, mainly. 150 employees. We do about anywhere from $25 to $30 million worth of work a year. All hard bid, almost all TxDOT work, all over the state of Texas. And we've got a pretty good reputation for being a good general contractor.
And so somewhere in the late 90s, you decided you wanted to serve and do more for the community of North Richland Hills.
Well, you know, it's interesting. My partner and I, we lived across the street from each other, and we kept wondering what was going on. It all started with a park, Green Valley Park, being built, and the folks on Red Oak not wanting Green Valley Park there. They didn't like the idea of a park there. In fact, the big masonry wall on Red Oak was because the neighbors that live there now didn't want to have those balls coming across, didn't want people parking there. And so we put up this wall. Those people are all gone. The neighbors are all saying, why's that wall there? Why that wall's there? They don't know the history of it. And so we were watching it on TV. We were just sitting at home watching it on TV. Next day I went to the office and Mike and I talked about it. He said, that makes no sense. We need a park there. That's a great place for a park. And so him and I started going to a council meetings. And we just sat in the council meeting. Next thing you know, we had appointed to a board, and that's in 91 was the first time we had a parks master plan in the city of North Richland Hills. First time. And I was part of putting that together. We had four parks at that time. We're up in the 30s now. We didn't have any multi-use trails. We had an old rec center at the old North Hills Church of Christ.
Wow.
That was our library and rec center and municipal court building. Come a long way.
Yeah.
But most of it, and fast forward in 18, somebody came up and offered to buy our property in Roanoke. And so we were able to buy a piece of property here in town and build our own office here in town, which is our, you know, we've got 15 people at the office, but still have 150 employees. I have acreage in Grandview in Johnson County where all my equipment is parked, because you don't want to see a construction yard in an urban environment. So it works, and it's been a great ride. Mike and Jan LaPointe were fantastic partners. They're good friends, but we've grown something, and it's interesting that you're talking about this location that we're filming here. It's pretty cool to see Mike running the company and his kids working here with him.
Absolutely.
And it's, how do you create that continuity plan where you're kids can stay and keep the business alive.
Yeah, to kind of create that generational business,
yeah,
that they can continue on.
Right.
And also
right.
to be that example of getting involved in your community. I was very fortunate. You were one of the first people that I met when I came in as the chamber president more than 10 years ago. You kind of shook my hand and said, you know, hey, it's great to have you now. What are you going to do for the community, right? Which is a great attitude. You know, it's like, hey, you're coming into this community. We all want to benefit from being in a great community, but how can we make it better?
Right.
And I think, you know, you're looking over, you know, 22 years of being mayor. I mean, how astounding all the things that have happened in those 22 years.
There's a lot of good things. And you know what? It comes back to staff. And boy, if I start mentioning names, you know, I'll miss somebody. Mm-hmm. But you talk about people like Larry Cunningham. You talk about Mark Heineman, Jimmy Perdue, Vicky Loftus, Karen Manila, Paulette Hartman, Caroline Wagner. We've got so many good people. Our city attorney is just fantastic, Melissa McGinnis. But you look at Dave Penley and the staff we have. And I'll tell you, I have 145 employees, maybe 151 this week. And I know most of my leadership. And I know the quality of my folks that work for me personally. But you got to treat them like family. You got to, you know, I've got a lot of 25-plus year employees. Because we treat them as family, we treat them as the professionals they are. But we got to treat our city employees the same way. We are blessed. When you look at Candace over at the city of Richmond Hills as their city manager, what a great city manager. You look at Rex and the job that he's doing in Haltwell City. You look at Watauga and Andrea and their president city manager and the people they have working for them. They care. They care about their communities. Their police chiefs care about their communities. Their fire chiefs care about the communities. And more importantly, they work together. They work together because our citizens don't know where they when they leave Haltom and come into NRH and don't care.
Yeah.
They want to be able to have services that they want a good school district, they want a safe community, whether they're in NRH or Haltom or Watauga or whatever. But we have leadership in the staff members and the professionalism and the knowledge in those staff members to get so much done. It's just amazing. And how they get the quality of people, and you know it, Jack, and the folks that are in this chamber, they know it because they're trying to hire quality individuals day in and day out.
It makes all the difference.
It really does. But it's so critical. How do you find them? Do you grow them yourself? Where do you find these folks? And you look at them and anywhere you go.
They're almost cultivated by being in a great community in a lot of ways. And if I was going to, and I'm sure you feel the same way, if we're talking to a young person, like as early as you can, get involved in causes in your community. I mean, right now there's a hurricane hitting Florida. We just had the Maui fires. You think about Storm Uri. When that hit, the amount, I was so proud of all our partner cities with the chamber. You guys in Northridge and Hills, you mobilized and people went out and did things. They didn't have to do that, but they did it for the good of the community because it made a difference to people who were in need at that point. Right. And when you help people in need at that point, then when you're in need or other people in need, they're going to pass it on. And I think that's what makes this community great.
It really is. And one unsung hero that we haven't mentioned, and we've talked about Birdville, and Keller ISD is the same way. But you talk about Birdville, and that's the majority of NRH. We have about 900 students on the north side that go to Keller ISD. We have some great school districts around here. Birdville does good. HEB is great. Northwest ISD, Grapevine, Colleyville, you know, South Lake. And we have some good school districts. Oh, my God, TCC is sitting right here, right on our border. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing what they offer. And the education you can get, the money you can save, if you can go to TCC for a year and a half, get all your basics in place, and then go off to school. And then you look at what our friends in Fort Worth are doing with Tarleton State over on the south side of town at the along Chisholm Trail, what North Texas is doing, what TCU is doing, what A&M Law School is going to do to downtown. Oh, my God. And then UTA is so close to us in UNT. I mean, you can't ask for a better system to train your kids, to educate your kids to get into business. And then with the business, look at your chamber membership. Look at these folks that they're providing so many services and so many opportunities for growth in the small business community.
It's almost an embarrassment. There's so much quality of life. It's almost an embarrassment of riches in a great way, right? Yeah. And people, they want to be here.
And they take it for granted.
You kind of can't help it.
You can't help it, but you do take it for granted because that's not the way it is anywhere else in the United States.
Yeah.
That's not what's going on. Other people are leaving. We hear they're coming in. And we get don't build anymore and they won't come. They're still going to come. But you got to build it smartly. You've got to, we talk about the train, the rail. Nobody's riding it. Well, there's 55,000 people a month that ride it. So there are people riding it. But it's a starter set. It's like Ned and the First Reader. We're just starting with that. As this area grows by a million people every seven years, you'd better have a place and a way for them to have alternative ways to get around. Yeah. We're about to tie our train stations to Richardson. And that opens up a whole new way of people being able to live here and work in Richardson, take the train, They don't have to worry about the commute. They take the train. They can make good money in that place, but they don't have to pay that kind of housing market. They can come back home and live here. And those are the types of things that you got to look forward to. The drone deliveries, the stuff that, you know, the old Jetson stuff. It's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming, and it's coming fast.
Autonomous vehicles.
Oh, my gosh. And I got a new truck. It took me a year to get it. I ordered it, and I'm driving down the road, and it won't let me. You got to put your blinker on to shift the lane.
Oh, you get that little lane thing, don't
yeah.
you? Yes.
And then it throws you back in the lane, and I was telling my wife, look, I don't even have to hold the steering wheel. She goes, oh, no, that doesn't mean you can text and drive. Put your phone down, hold it, and then it'll buzz you and tell you, put your hands back on the wheel. Uh-huh. I said, oh, my God. You know, but that's where we're heading. And so how do you plan for that? How do you...
Well, sometimes when you look back to some of the leaders that, you know, were around in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, because they had the forethought to put things in place, you know, whether it's North Hills Hospital or travel projects, or you could probably name 40 or 50 things that they did that made it possible for what's happening now.
Without a doubt. So Dr. Pillow, Dr. Jacobson, he woke up one day and said, we're living out here, and there's no doctor's office. There's no hospital. They started Glenview Hospital, grew into North Hills Hospital. You look at the stuff that Tommy Brown, the former mayor, and his council did, and not that long ago, from 89 to 98, 99, something of that nature. Look at some of the things that they did to get us ready for the growth that we did.
Yeah.
From a city of 23,000 to a city of 72,000.
Right.
It's amazing that they had the foresight to get some of this stuff done. And now, for instance, the old outlet mall and you know, you look at North Hills Mall. We can talk about North Hills Mall. And oh, remember the mall was there? And our kids look at us like, oh, what are you talking about? There's never been a mall there. You know, and now it's homes. It's going to be a hotel. It's going to be restaurants.
It's the city hall.
It's city hall.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there going.
And when you drive around there, it's phenomenal. Everything's going up just like you planned it. You don't always know it's going to go according to plan, but what's happening over there is just wow.
You think about hometown. Hometown was a Tommy Brown, Charles Scoma thing, and it was a leap of faith. Take those 300 plus and minus acres, and we're going to put in a kind of a neighborhood, and we're going to put a little shopping center over here, and then the school district comes, hey, we want to put a school there, we want to put a school there, and they had a blank canvas.
Yeah.
To an old place that was a dump site. We had to police all the time because people were dumping trash there, and it was an old airfield.
Yeah.
There's still hangars in some little areas of Burville High, old Quonset Hut hangars. Look what it's become. And look what it did for the vitality of NRH. That neighborhood and that property value built our rec center and built our library. Through creative financing, through an ability with the help of the county, the help of the school district, the help of, not school district, at that one they couldn't, but the county, the hospital district, the college district. Look at what they did.
Yeah.
Combined to build a rec center and a library. And Jack, the library is 15 years old. The rec center is 10 years old. Who'd have thought?
Right.
You know, but those are things that we had to do. And the new folks here, they don't have a clue of how we got to this stage.
That's right.
And you talk to old timers, and I've been here since 82, 85. You talk to old timers, the folks that own Northeast Paint and Body, retired. They said, when we first got here, they said Davis Boulevard was one lane each way, and Maplewood was a dirt road in front of it. You know, we lived right in that neighborhood right there, bought our house for about $40,000, thought we were in high cotton.
Oh, man.
You know,
yeah.
The Davises that F.B. Davis, I think his name is, I met with his granddaughter the other day, lived where Richland High School is, and built the first Davis United Methodist Church that we're tearing down now. He built it.
Wow.
On a dirt road, Davis Boulevard, which was at that time named Smithfield Road. They named it Davis Boulevard after him, after he built that church. So you think about the history, it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
Some pretty good stuff. And more importantly, some amazing people that came before us to plan the future of.
With vision. They collaborated. You know, they got it done. And I think that's what I'm so impressed about in this area is the way that everybody works together. And so taking that spirit, and eventually we're handing it off to younger people, right? And right. So what's your, right. You know, as the younger people come up and they want to get involved, what's kind of your advice and what's your direction for young people that want to lead in these areas?
You know, and from a business point of view, you know, you don't join a corporation and decide I'm going to be president tomorrow. You're going to have some growing pains, and you need to understand the business first before you're the owner of the business. I think the hardest business
might not be bad to lay some rebar and
you might have to pour some concrete and shovel a little concrete every now and again and work a little bit, sweat a little bit. Think about the restaurant industry. And more importantly, the barbecue business. What kind of hours those folks work and what they have to go through to get a slab of meat ready at lunchtime. You know, that's a lot of work, but you also got to be able to put that meat and know how to cook it and how to prepare it and how to serve it and how to, as Danny Beltran will tell me from Chick-fil-A, how much ice to put in your cups. And I never thought of that, you know, but as many cups of ice or Cokes they put, I bet you that's a control item. That's a control item. How many little packets of ketchup they get out? And Danny does a great job with Chick-fil-A. You know, Chick-fil-A is the license to print money. They've got it down. But what you need to do is, like he does, is train his leadership to be the leader and show him the ins and outs and show him inventory control and show him cash flow management and how to hire and entice somebody to stay. It's not just hiring somebody. It's how do you keep them staying? And then once you've established that, then get involved. Go to the parks department. Go get on the parks board. Get on the planning and zoning. Understand what's going on. Keep an open mind and volunteer.
Volunteer. We've got so many nonprofits
there's
in this
so
area.
Many nonprofits that help. And we haven't even touched that. The stuff in Northeast Tarrant that the people that are helping so much, United Way, CEC, the list goes on and on of people.
I always talk about that as being one of the pillars of economic development as well, the nonprofits, you know. You've got the
giving
back. Construction, you've got the transportation, you've got education, but the nonprofits.
The giving back to the community. And there's things a city can do to help, but there's things we can't do. We can't, with public money, we've got to be very careful what we do with public money. But individually, we can support the United Way. The city of North Richmond Hills, rough and dirty, about $52,000 a year on giving campaigns from the employees of the city of North Richmond Hills to United Way. And that money trickles down to all the Metroport, not Metroport Meals on Wheels, but the Wheel on Wheels. Metroport is they're self-supported. But the Tarrant County Food Bank, CEC, there's so many other groups that, and just our faith-based organizations. With St. John's, with the Hills Church of Christ, with North Richmond Hills Baptist, there's so many groups that are there willing to help. Well, we can't, and it's funny, we'll get a call from somebody that said, "Matt, I need some help. Go to your church. Let us get you with, I don't want to go to my church." Okay, let's send you to somebody else's church. And there's pride in there too, so you do, and you help these folks. We've got to realize there's people less fortunate than us, and we have to help. But to get young folks, man, latch on to a nonprofit. Latch on to a city board of commission. Take a class in what the police do, what the fire department does, what does the city do? You know, but there's so many other things. And then shadow your boss. See what your boss does. And in a non-threatening way, because you don't want your boss to think you want his job immediately or her job immediately. But
so learn.
Look around, learn, and take advantage of what TCC has to offer. Birdville's great, but they'll get you to a certain stage, then you're on your own. Well, don't pass up the opportunity to see what TCC has to offer.
I think to develop a heart for the community. right? Have a heart for the community. How, think about how you can give first instead of coming in and say, hey, what can I get from my community? You know, what can you give? And then what happens is you get and get in terms of a great life just by putting yourself in the community.
So talking about myself, city council, you know, somebody asked the other day, well, is that a full-time job? No, it seems like a full-time job, but it's not. We get $50 call meeting. We have two meetings a month, so it's $100 a month. And we answer emails and calls all day long and make meetings all day long. But you see what you get out of it. You see the development, you see the future developments, you see the rail line, you see, not for us, for that next generation and how you're leaving it. And then you look at these kids that are coming out of Richland and Burville and Fort Worth Christian, and they'll leave for a little while, and they'll go off, and they'll go to school, and then they'll get a job. But guess what? They'll end up back here because there's something about this area that they really like. And it doesn't matter if you live in Watauga or Altum or Hearst or Richland Hills or NRH or Keller. You're going to come back here because you kind of like it.
Especially when it comes time to start a family and raise your kids and everything. You're like, hey.
I feel comfortable.
Yeah.
I feel comfortable here. And that's what you can't put your hand on. What is quality of life? I feel pretty happy. I feel pretty comfortable. All this little side noise, that's okay too. But that's just life. But for the most part, I feel pretty good about where we're at and what we're doing. And that's why those kids come back. And so the best thing is, you, as the parent, all of a sudden you're long in the tooth and you want your kids close to you and you want your grandkids close to you. Mm-hmm. And in your waning days, you can look back and say, I've done a pretty good job as a parent. My kids are here. My grandkids are here. My family's here. And so you've got your community family and you have your personal family. And you've done all you can, and your business family. And you've done all you can to make that kind of a homogeneous group.
And those times, you know, that time where we're getting along in the tooth may be coming quicker than we think sometimes, right? And it's nice. And I think for you, what a legacy for you personally, but also with all the people you've collaborated with to see this North Richland Hills, but really Northeast Tarrant County and Tarrant County grow up. And so many great things happen.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, thank you for everything. Thank you for coming on, you know, Tarrant Groundbreakers today. Really appreciate everything that you do and hope to have you back again soon.
Great. Sounds good. Thank you very much, Jack. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.